So what are the generic security principles? When designing a system, we need to design it by considering technical and non-technical factors. Technical factors can be, for instance, how you store information, how you process information, how you transfer, how you collect, and how you display security. Non-technical factors can include ethics, culture, and so on. So a generic security system consists of the following systems. It must have a system for detergents, that is, scaring away attackers. It must have a system for protection, for protecting its internal and boundary of the system. It must be able to detect intrusions, different intrusions, or monitor, if you like. And then if an attack occurs, the system should be able to respond in some way by shutting down the system that is affected, or computer, or by other means of responding. And then after the attack, we need to be able to recover from the attack, that is, by restoring some of the program and so on. And then when we have this security system with this generic, you should be able to protect information while on transmission. And I should be able to protect information or storage so that when a hacker tries to attack or view your data, he or she should not be able to do so.